We're in Simin Tuf Lamed Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. The Machaber says a Machaber Chedro B'Yud Gimel B'Nisan, someone who sweeps up their rooms on the 13th of Nisan, who Machaber Livdo Kachametz, and they have intention, even if they have intention, that this should be considered checking the Chametz, Ulevaro, and to burn it. B'Nisar Shul Hachna Shamot Chametz, and then they're careful afterwards to not bring any more Chametz into the room. Avopikin Tzarech Livdo B'Lel Yadalad, they still need to check again for the Chametz on the night of the 14th. Because, says Mishnah, the sweeping is not considered to be a bedika, because maybe you left some chametz somewhere in a hole. And even if you did check with the candle and all the holes, etc., you still need to check again with the rest of Klal Yisrael, so that we shouldn't say there's any difference between different bedikas. Truth is, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yashiv say that if you did the minute clean really well, and that is a minute to clean really well the house beforehand, so then there's no chiyuv bedika to check every hole, etc., because you already cleaned really well. The only thing to do on the night of the 14th, the bedika that you're really doing, is making sure that you cleaned well. So you don't have to check all the nooks and crannies at that point if you already did it on the 13th or before. You need to go around to the rooms and make sure that the rooms were cleaned well as you think they were. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that the minhag is to do this on the 13th, to clean up very well, so that the bedika can be done right at the beginning of the 14th at night, immediately. Also, he says, the minhag is, when you do the bedika, use a feather to get all the little holes and stuff, and to sweep the chametz into the bag that you're using to throw the chametz away. So we see that's where the concept of the feather comes from. The Rama adds, v'chol adam tzarech l'chabit chadar v'kodem bedika. Everyone needs to sweep the rooms before bedika. V'akisim al bat hayad shel begadim shenosnem b'mufamim chametz tzarechem bedika. You also need to check the pockets of all your coats and your shirts and your pants, etc. You need to check pockets if sometimes you put chametz in it. Or if you have a backpack that you bring with you to school or something like that, or to work, and sometimes you put chametz in it. So you need to check the backpacks also. The Mishnah Berurah says you really should check them during the time of bedika. And then again at the beer, you should shake them out also. But either way, as long as you check them before him to make sure there's no chametz in there, you're going to be fine. Simen Tov Lama Dalet. Tinam Anogim Tekev Achar Bedika. Sif Alef. Achar Bedika. After Bedika's chametz. Yei Nizar B'chametz Shemashayir La'atzniyo. Kedei Shalei Tzdarach Bedika Acheretz. You should make sure that any chametz which you're saving to eat until you're no longer allowed to eat chametz, you put in a specific spot, so that you won't have to check again. Kegoni Midlanu Achmar B'fanim. That maybe a mouse will take it. That all of a sudden you'll see there's only 9 pieces instead of 10. But if you're not sure if any of the chametz disappeared, so you could assume that it didn't. If you covered it with a utensil, and then it's no longer there, you don't need to check. Because for sure a person took it. Because a mouse can't lift up the kli. So that's what you should do. You should cover the leftover chametz with a kli. Or hang it somewhere in the sky, in the air, where a mouse can't get it. Oh, yeah, nichana b'teva, or put it in a drawer. Makom she'enach b'riyach olavo, to ensure that a mouse can't get it, so then you no longer have anything to worry about. And not only is this true about the chametz that you're going to eat the next day, but it's true about the chametz that you're saving to burn. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag olam is to only be matznia the stuff that you find, but the rest of the chametz that you're saving for tomorrow to eat, you carry it around and stuff like that. And the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. You should make sure that there's a specific spot where you are keeping the chametz to ensure that none of it disappears, and that it will all be there when it's time for the beer.